Let's do the birthday scam.
Renee has been accessing her ex-boyfriend's voicemail, so we'll call from the phone company. Listen to her deny this, too.
Hello?
Hi, Renee. My name is Robert, and I'm calling from... I'm in the investigation department. How are you today?
Fine.
I'm calling about a gentleman named Mark, whom I guess you know, asked us to check into a problem he's had with his voicemail service. He felt that someone was accessing his voicemail account, and we ran a tracer and traced it back to your phone number.
Well, there's only one other person that lives at my phone number.
He said he felt that was probably you, since you were his ex.
Well, I wouldn't do that because I don't know how to check his messages.
Look, we traced it to your number, so there's no point in denying it.
Okay, so you're going to tell me that I'm doing something that you don't know if I'm doing or not?
We've traced it.
I have not checked his messages.
You're his ex-girlfriend or fiancé or whatever. And
we have not been together for over 4 years.
And he feels that you're purposely, vindictively checking his messages.
Okay.
You know, after 4 years, it seems like you'd be willing to let go.
Okay, are you getting into my personal business? I am engaged to somebody and have been for some time. So, yeah, I am over it. Thank you very much.
I'm getting into your personal business because you have invaded his personal privacy. There are stalking laws. I mean, maybe you're a stalker.
And maybe you're insane. Calling me, threatening me, telling me I'm a stalker?
Hey, I'm not the guy you want to mess with.
Okay, well, I don't think you want to mess with me either. You're calling me, telling me that I'm a stalker?
So you're engaged to someone new is what you're saying?
Yes, and have been for some time, which is also none of your business.
Uh-huh, and do you check his messages too?
I check my own messages, thank you very much.
Well, I have a little news for you. I listened in on some of your phone conversations.
Oh, really?
Which we frankly can do legally anytime we want because we're the phone company.
Okay, congratulations. You know all about me and my boring little life.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not so
That's
boring.
Wonderful.
Now, there is an alternative to this. I don't necessarily have to hand it over to the authorities if you're willing to work with me.
What are you asking me?
Let's say that you and I have a little late-night phone conversation.
What is your point?
I call your phone. You answer from your bed, maybe a little heavy breathing.
I think you have a mental problem.
Oh, Renee. Oh. Whoa.
Do you have some kind of mental problem?
No, but I know that you're having a birthday.
Who is this?
Dean and Raj.
You sick son of a bitch.
It's all a joke. This is
something. Jody, you're dead.
Yeah, Jody thought of that. She wanted us to call you and do the little joke on you for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, I got your heavy breathing.
Now it's a little too late for that.
So late in the show yesterday, the story broke about they found Tom Brady's jersey.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Right. Fine. Well, it happened here in Houston, okay?
Yes.
I mean, at Super Bowl 51. And the interesting thing is that the guy who's the suspect, a former Mexican newspaper worker,
yes,
also, they think, stole his Super Bowl 49 jersey. Has them both.
Right. And then another set from another Super Bowl of some Broncos player with like some pads and some cleats of his.
So his whole thing was this guy would roll into the locker room.
With credentials.
With credentials, fully credentialed. And then steal memorabilia. But here's what and there's a video now of showing him. He's going in. He's got a briefcase or a backpack or something. He goes in and then you see him going out with something under his arm, which appears to be Tom's jersey.
Well, and also you can see there's something in his shirt, like his shirt sticking out. Maybe it's inside of his shirt.
He stuffed it.
It's kind of got it under his shirt, and he's got his arm clasped against it as he just rolls out of the locker room. But here's what I don't get. If Brady's Super Bowl 49 jersey was stolen and missing, don't you think this Super Bowl they would have had like a little more detail and attention to it?
Well,
like, hey, this isn't going to happen this time.
Well, that's why he put it in his bag.
He took an extra step this time.
Well, that wasn't
good enough.
Yeah. That's pretty brazen to just go in and snatch it right out of the bag and there are people around.
Right. Of course, to us, it doesn't mean anything. To the Dean and Raj listener on Facebook, because it is kind of silly, although it actually has a real value. to sports nuts.
Well,
it had a $500,000 value, they say. I don't know who in the world would pay $500,000 for cotton, but I don't know. Whatever. But for people who give a damn. But our audience is like, yeah, good. Now I can sleep. Now I can get on with my life, says Miguel.
Right. We can put this behind us.
I like Pam says on our Facebook, feel bad for the families of murder victims who probably wish the FBI would extend such an effort to solve their cases. The FBI got involved because it was international. Mm-hmm. So they were able to use them. You know, originally, weren't the Texas Rangers called upon by Dan Patrick?
Yes.
We must get the Rangers on this.
No.
Because it happened on our soil, damn it.
But was it our Houston police found it, right?
No, the FBI.
The FBI in Mexico.
Okay. Because I saw the police chief on TV yesterday.
Well, I think they were involved because it was a case that comes back to Houston.
Yeah.
You know? And then you have people, like, you know, making fun of, like, John wrote, damn Russians. And then Martin responds, it wasn't the Russians. It was a Mexican reporter. Look at the news.
All right.
Relax, Martin. It's a joke.
Well, thank God they found it.
Yeah, we can all get on with our lives.
We have important work to do right now, Raj.
Michael McDonald and Boss Gags coming to Sugar Land at the Smart Financial Center in June, and we've got tickets for the show. We're going to play, I think, a tough round of Complete the Lyric. You got to be pretty much a Michael McDonald or Doobie Head to do this. So let's see what, see what we've got.
Or have been alive in the year 1978 to know this particular song. Hey, Gus, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. What are you doing, Gus?
I'm driving to work. Actually, I pulled over here so I could not be distracted here.
I like that. Let's
Good
be
idea.
Safe, okay? We've had a lot of listeners play these games and then drive into a bayou, and we just hate it when that happens.
Yeah, by the way, in Sugar Land, where if you win, you're going to go see this show, they just passed that ordinance. You can't text or use your phone at all now.
Anywhere?
They passed it yesterday. They're going to do a 90-day trial of warnings to people.
Okay.
So, you know, so just side note on your... You're pulling over. It's a good idea.
Is Gus in jeopardy with that? Because, I mean, he's still in the car.
No, I don't think you're driving.
I'm parked here. I'm parked here in a parking lot now.
Yeah, I don't know the letter of the law, though. I mean, maybe they can still get you. Well,
we'll move it along.
Try to go quickly.
Eventually.
I'm good.
So we're going to play the first part of the song, and then you have to finish it. When it stops, you jump in and finish. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go with Complete the Lyric for Michael McDonald Tickets.
Taking it to the streets.
There you go, right on. Taking it to the streets.
And you thought it would be too difficult.
I mean, that was a gimme.
That was. We teed it up for you, but we wanted you to go to the show, and you're on your way to see Michael McDonald, along with Boss Gags.
All right.
Good job, Gus.
Hang on, Gus. Time to give away the Larry the Cable Guy Jeff Foxworthy tickets, and it's well beyond that, too. It's a whole afternoon of music and food and fun.
It's their traveling backyard barbecue, and here in the Woodlands, they're going to have Eddie Money and Marshall Tucker on hand to help celebrate the whole show, and you can be there if you can answer this tough trivia question.
Bob's on the line from Channel View. Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bob, what are you doing?
Oh, driving. Well, I just pulled over.
Good.
I like our audience. They're smart.
Safety conscious. They've learned a little something maybe from Nick Mason from Pink Floyd.
Right.
Safety first.
Keep the rubber down. All right.
Bob, here's your question. Bob?
Yeah.
All right. You get win the tickets. If you can tell us Larry the Cable Guy's famous catchphrase. What does Larry the Cable...
Get her done.
Say it again.
Get her done.
Winner. Yeah, get her done. That's also the title of his book.
Right.
As you might imagine.
Wow, that was tough.
That was a big one.
Really,
yeah. Well, we wanted the person who knew the act to go to the show.
Right. And you're on your way there, Bob. So congratulations. We'll get your info. Hang on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston, and it's Chuck Wagon Racing. Hey, it's a sport and a dangerous one. As Susie reported, the driver was thrown from his chuck wagon while racing at the rodeo this week.
Whoa! Ground heads up.
Okay, so we need to stop those wagons.
Yeah. Fortunately, he wasn't seriously hurt. It's not the first time either. Last year, a chuck wagon flipped over during the rodeo race. And of course, Dean, we all remember the worst chuck wagon disaster of all time, caused by a bad batch of beans in the movie Blazing Saddles.
No.
All right, how long are you going to do this?
Forget it.
That's today's Wild Pitch.